Welcome to episode 367 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 27th of February 2016. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at 12 p.m. Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone app. Your hosts today are Brad, Jacob and myself, Daryl, and our guest is Joey Image.
Hello.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Cause technology it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech Webcast. Let's go!
Hello, Brad.
Hello, Daryl. How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm good, good, good.
I don't think Joey realized that we were going to play an intro first, and then he said hello.
But it was okay. It just fit, okay. Right in between the silence and the intro starting. So
It fit nicely.
It fit perfectly.
Oh, good, man. How's your week been, Daryl?
Good week. Yeah, no, it's been good at work and can't complain. And I'm going to Melbourne on Monday, but I'll be spending I would catch up, but I'll be spending it all at the eye and ear getting assessed for getting one of my bad eye assessed.
So, how long will you be in Melbourne for?
Oh, just for Monday. Yeah, unfortunately, this time. Yeah, because I've got to get back here, so I've got to spend about 3 or 4 hours in the eye and ear hospital.
Oh, you should stay. Why don't you stay overnight in Melbourne and catch up on Tuesday?
Yeah, I've got to work Tuesday. That's the only problem. Yeah, so yeah. Unfortunately, I sort of had to slot this in. I've been on a waiting list for 5 years, so I can't really change the appointment.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
But I will catch up. I will get down to Melbourne again.
That would be good to meet up,
yeah.
Have a coffee.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Good stuff. Enjoy Melbourne when you come.
I will.
Enjoy Melbourne. Jacob, how's your week been, mate?
All right, windy as heck outside.
Yeah, it's windy here the other day too, and a couple more days of summer, and then we're all over. Bring on the cold weather.
It'll take a little while, I think.
What's that?
It'll take a little while for the cold to get here.
How long do you reckon?
Late April, probably. Nights will get a bit colder. Well, it'll be different down where you are in Melbourne, but
yeah,
the nights will start cooling down here. You know, I'm looking forward to the cooler weather.
Yeah, me too. Jacob, what else has been happening, mate?
Nothing. Just playing some GTA, having a little fun.
Mm-hmm. Playing some GTA 5 on the Xbox One, which is fun.
Yeah, in wrestling terms, hitting people with golf clubs.
Ouch.
Ouch. That would hurt.
Two hits. In real life, you would probably have a broken neck and broken back.
You're a wrestling fan, aren't you, Jacob?
Yes, I am.
That's why you're here today on the podcast.
You got that right.
All right. What's that?
I said I can smell it.
Okay.
Of course, that was from The Rock.
Who's your favorite wrestler, Jacob?
I just told you.
Oh, the Rock?
I'm sitting right here.
Oh, you should say Jimmy, Joey Image. Jacob?
How about both of you?
I'm okay with
that. I did a book report on The Rock when I was in high school. Oh, and I was talking like The Rock too. I was actually telling about people, sit down and shut up.
Okay. The Rock.
I was Hulk Hogan, but that's going back another generation.
Do you remember them Hulk Hogan toy things, Daryl?
I remember seeing there was a whole heap of paraphernalia for Hulk Hogan, you know, because it was that time when here in Australia it was on free-to-air for a while. It was almost prime time free-to-air. It was when wrestling was really huge there for a while and it came out. And, Hulk Hogan and And we used to sit up and watch it in the evenings, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock in the evenings, which was rare for wrestling. I mean, wrestling here tended to be like, you know, midnight or 1 a.m. And, yeah, we used to watch the Hulk and the various WrestleManias that would come on TV. Yeah, I must admit I enjoy it too. I take it for what it is. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Anything else, Jake, you want to mention before I move on to Joey Image?
Well, Shane McMahon finally came back after 10 years.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, but here's the caveat. He doesn't like his dad. His dad doesn't like him. But Shane wanted a match so he could take over Raw because, in their own words, they were destroying it. So it's going to be Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Cool.
Interesting. Okay. All right, let's go to Joey. And Jake, is that it? I'm just checking this time because every time I move on, you always got something. Is that it?
I'll talk about more when the time hits.
All right, mate. Let's go to Joey Image. Welcome to the show, mate.
Hey, thanks, man. How are you?
Good, mate. How's your week been?
It's still. I got kind of confused before because I forget. It's still February 26th here.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are like way ahead of me.
We are indeed.
16 hours.
Yeah, you're 16 hours ahead of me. So it's only it's 8 p.m. on Friday or 8:15 or whatever Friday night, the 26th.
Good. I'm in Florida, so.
Oh, all right. So it's Friday night 8 p.m. for you as well.
Yep. How's your week been, Joey? Is there anything interesting happening, mate?
Nah, man. Just chugging along, working, and doing the podcast. This is my fourth podcast in the 4 nights in a row.
Oh, nice.
So it's been a very busy week for podcasting, yeah.
So everyone wants to talk to you.
Well, I have my own. I have two of my own that I do, and then I've got. I was on a wrestling podcast on Wednesday night, and then I did my own last night, this one tonight, and I do another one every Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
So it's been a busy week, an unusually busy week. Usually I do, I do my two, and that's it. But I don't know, this week, everyone wanted me this week for some reason.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's okay. I'm okay. I could podcast every day if I got the chance. I love it. I have fun. So, everything's all good.
Yep. Now, how I met you was in a group called David DeFranco Patrons.
Right.
And so I asked you to come on, and you said yes, and here you are.
Yeah.
So good to have you on, mate. We've got some news to talk about too. So, Daryl, you want to do the news, mate?
Yep, I can do that.
All right. So let's go to the news, and then we'll come back and have a chat with Joey about wrestling and whatever, podcasting and good stuff. Here we go.
And here's some news for this week. The first one is from Mac Rumors, and it's Apple working on a fix for Spotify's kernel panic bug. I mean, I don't know who names these bugs, panic bug, but apparently Spotify team member Johan Lindstrom has confirmed that Apple is working on a fix for a bug that occasionally triggers a kernel panic on OS X when running the streaming music service's official Mac desktop app. The issue first arose in the Spotify support community in October when a user claimed that OS X 10.9.5 was crashing after updating to Spotify version 1.0.15.133. Since then, dozens of other affected users have shared kernel panic logs. In the meantime, the suggested workaround is to disable OS X's built-in system firewall under System Preferences Security and Privacy Firewall. The firewall is normally used to control which apps send or receive network traffic. So be aware of the potential security implications of disabling that, and I think that's very serious. Yes, if you're going to disable your firewall, be very careful. Spotify has sent the kernel panic log to Apple and pointed them towards the support community logs, but it remains unclear when the bug will be fixed. Apple seeded the fourth beta of OS X 10.14.4 to developers for testing earlier this week, while OS X 10.12 is likely to be previewed at WWDC in June. So hopefully for those people that are being affected by that bug, Apple will have a fix shortly. The next story is from Cult of Mac. New MacBook selfie sticks are a nightmare. Selfie sticks are bad enough. And while we've not seen anyone taking photos with an iPad and a long stick yet, there is something even wackier, a MacBook on the end of a stick. Created by an artist's collective and showing on the streets of New York City, the oversized selfie sticks seem to be making the point that perhaps the technology that serves our obsession with selfies should be as outsized as our egos. The photo, and there's a photo here in the article, are of the collaboration of artists. The images show various models, some featuring the artists themselves in selfie-taking poses around the streets of New York City, with various passerbys wearing quizzical expressions. Of course, other bystanders are already pulling out their own cameras to take photos of the oversized selfie sticks with attached MacBooks. So if you get to have a look at that article, it's more an artist's view. But the next one is from Fox News. MasterCard will let you pay for stuff by taking a selfie. So there's a segue between taking selfies with your MacBook and taking selfies. MasterCard wants to see your selfies. The credit card company announced it will allow customers to verify their purchases using selfies or fingerprints as an alternative to written passwords. Customers would use a special MasterCard app that takes their picture each time they make an online purchase. The app will scan the customer's face or fingerprint to prove that they're making a purchase. MasterCard's security chief claims the new technology is more secure than the traditional password method. Look for it this summer. So I don't know if that's going to get to Australia, but certainly that's from Fox News Insider. And that's the news.
All right. And also Joey added in two more stories.
Did he sneak them in while I wasn't looking?
I don't know.
Well, you got the selfie stick one.
Let me have a look at this other one here.
What I didn't see at the bottom of the selfie stick article? There's a picture of an iMac on a selfie stick.
Oh,
it's amazing.
An iMac on a selfie stick. I think I've got them.
The other one was the author, writer on the plane that got hacked. I don't know if you guys heard about that.
Oh.
No. What happened there?
He was on, I think it's called Gogo Wi-Fi. It's like in-flight Wi-Fi for whatever airline it was. And I guess he was in there looking at emails, and it's open Wi-Fi. It's not, secure. Wow. And he was in there looking at emails, and somebody hacked him and then told him about it later. I don't know if it's all that plausible that it could actually have happened. I mean, I believe it happened, but it seems odd that the guy just... If you read the article, you'll see where it says the hacker came up and told me about this and then just walked away. That seems kind of odd. Like,
yeah, Interesting. Okay.
But I guess open Wi-Fi, that is the risk you take when you use open Wi-Fi, that someone can see what you're doing. But yeah. It would be a bit disconcerting if you're sitting there talking about business emails and someone comes up and says, "Hey, I've just read your emails, mate."
That's what this was. That's what this was about. It was the guy was writing an email to somebody about the Apple U.S. government or U.S. FBI thing that's going on right now with the backdoor they want Apple to do or whatever.
Yep.
He was writing about that, and the hacker came up and said, "Oh, so you're writing about this, are you?" And the guy was like, "How do you know that?" And he explained the whole thing. And he said, "I just wanted to make you aware that everything is open."
Yep. Well, maybe.
And he just let the guy walk away. I don't know if I would have let him walk away.
You wouldn't have done a wrestling move on him.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Jacob. What's your view on them story, Jacob, real quick, mate?
Got one more, Brian.
Yeah, one more. Go ahead. But mention the story first and then talk about the last one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, the Spotify kernel, I don't know much about Mac, but that sounds pretty terrible. You have to drop your firewall in order to use Spotify.
Mm. Well, I used Spotify yesterday. It was working fine, but
it could be some other people are having the kernel issue and stuff like that. And also the MasterCard selfies. That could be a little hard because they didn't say this, but someone can come up and have like a photo of you and put it in front of the camera and they'll still accept it. Flip the camera over and it'll think it's the real person.
Interesting.
Only I would imagine only if they have your card though, no?
Yeah.
I mean, if I steal a card, it probably wouldn't be from someone I know. So, what are the odds that I'm gonna have a picture of the person whose wallet I just stole?
Use their ID.
Oh well, yeah, that's a good point. I could take someone's wallet, use their debit card, and use their license picture as a if their license is in there, or if they have photos, I can use that as the selfie, the MasterCard selfie. That's a really good point.
I think fingerprints are the best in my mind. I think fingerprint readers, like with the iPhone's gotten that, where you just someone's going to cut your thumb off or something and take it around with you. But
hey, I'm 100% Italian. I mean, I have people that can do that for
you. A bit of the sort of, we're the ways of making it.
I got something else to say with that, that I found out with the thumbprint reader. I was reading a while back. You can use Play-Doh, and it'll trick the thumb reader.
Really? How do you use Play-Doh? How does that work?
It's just like... It's like ballistics gel. You put your thumb in it.
Yeah.
And put your engravements in there. Then you flip it over and put it on the device very carefully. The phone's unlocked.
Yeah, but what if the person's dead though? How do you get the? You just, will it still work?
You just
Then you just use their thumb. I mean, they're not gonna fight you for it.
True. Actually,
just put their thumb in the Play-Doh and just put it on the reader, and it'll unlock the phone.
Interesting. You're a smart cookie, Jacob.
I do. Hey,
too smart.
I do a lot between podcasts.
Yeah. No, you do. You do read a lot, mate, during the week. I know that for a fact. You do read a lot of stuff.
Yeah, because I ask you about
attention, which is good. That's good. Good on you, mate. What else, Jacob? The Apple Pencil and the 9.3.
The beta.
Yes. But apparently they're bringing that back in, aren't they?
Yeah, but at first, what they did was they were going to take out some of the functionality.
Yes, they were.
What was it, Brad?
You can use the pencil. Before they removed it, you can actually use the pencil on the menu and scroll and open up apps and that sort of stuff, and which was pretty good. But now in 9.3, they removed all that. And you couldn't do none of that. So apparently now they're bringing it back. In the next beta. So that should be good. I actually called Apple up. Jacob, didn't I? I called Apple, didn't I? Do you want to?
Yeah, you did. You had a little spat with them.
I wish you recorded that. That would have been funny to play.
Well, next time if something like that pops up, let me know. And I will audacity it.
No, please don't.
No, it's against the law.
Against the law. You don't do that. Yeah, I was just joking. But yeah, no, I was quite annoyed about that. I actually called Apple up and told them to put it back in and that sort of stuff. And I couldn't believe it. They're going to remove all this functionality and
I think it's one thing you've got to be a little bit careful with betas because they are betas. In other words, sometimes they rip something out.
Yep.
To test something else, and then in the next one they put it back. So
that's
I'm always with betas. I always take a beta with a grain of salt and say, "Oh, okay."
I sort of knew they were going to bring it back, but I was still annoyed about it. You know, just
well, it's good to let. I mean, it's one thing. It's good to let them know that it's an important part of what you want to use it for, so that they don't and they're not tempted to say, "Oh, well, people don't really care about this. We won't bother putting it back in."
Yeah, exactly. Jacob, any other views, mate?
Well. I could say one thing. The person that that was on the phone didn't know squat about it.
No, I didn't know. No.
Yeah. We told him to go look at YouTube videos and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Jacob?
That would be it, bro.
All right. Thanks, man. Joey, what's your view on them stories, man? Any opinions at all?
Well, I'm not up on Mac. I mean, on Apple and the Spotify. I actually haven't used Spotify since Apple Music came out.
Yeah, right.
I've been using that for I did the first 3 months, the free trial deal, and I've been using it ever since. And I kind of dig it, man. It's,
same.
Yeah, and it was kind of a no brainer for me because it's the same price as Spotify, and with the 3 free months, I mean, it was worth even if I ended up not liking it. It was worth it. It made no sense not to try it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. No,
great. But yeah, but as far as the MasterCard thing we kind of talked about, I don't know if I trust that now that Jacob brings up the point that what if a pickpocket grabs your wallet and now they have my wallet, my license, if it's in there, and you know they can just use my picture to do whatever they want.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's a I think a lot of those things will be like combinations of things. So it might be that the app takes a picture, you've still got to do your thumbprint. It compares the picture and your thumbprint and says, yes, you are who you are. Because, you're right. Any one thing leaves yourself open if someone does steal your wallet. And particularly we've all got, photo IDs, cards floating around in our wallets, licenses.
Right. That's how the article sounds to me. But
yeah.
I think it does make more sense, like you said, if it's at least like a two-step authentication process of some sort.
Yeah, until I get something, I still like, I like the thumbprint or the fingerprint, when I'm using my banking app on my phone, I like the fact that it won't open unless I put my thumb there. So gives me a little bit more confidence.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Anything else, Joey?
No, that's about it,
that's
I guess.
That's great, mate. All right, let's have a chat to you about what you do. Tell us about your podcast and the wrestling and that sort of stuff you did previously and the podcast you're working on at the moment.
Well, the wrestling thing, I wrestled for 15 years. I started training in December/January of 2000, and then I had my first match June of 2000. So I had my last match June of 2015. So I wrestled for 15 years.
Wow.
And when that ended, I kind of needed something to fall back on. And I've always wanted to do my own podcast, but not necessarily about wrestling, because there's so many wrestling podcasts out there, and there's 85 million people that are doing them every week. And there's a lot of guys that have really big names in wrestling that are, super famous and everyone knows who they are and they're doing their own. So I figured I'm not going to be able to compete with that. I'm just a independent guy that nobody really knows outside of my area.
Yeah, right.
So I'm doing a podcast that's not about wrestling. It's basically about everything else. So anything that happens in my life, I don't know, stuff I see on TV, tech, whatever I think of at the time. I mean, sometimes I'll go on Periscope and I'll do like a Periscope Q&A for an hour, and that'll be the episode. And those seem to be pretty popular because people ask whatever they want. But yeah, that's really about it. I mean, I'm doing that and doing I do a bunch of YouTube videos, unboxings, reviews.
Yep.
I just started doing, I don't know if you've seen my road rage videos yet, but I just started doing road rage videos that people seem to like. I live in New Jersey in the US, and this state has no shortage of idiot drivers. So I get to scream and yell about them basically. Huh. I mean, the only thing about that series of videos is that I do them. They're not like made up or anything like that. So when something happens, someone cuts me off in traffic, or someone does something stupid that I see while they're driving, I yell and scream about it. So those aren't, I don't have a regular schedule of when I release those. I do them as something stupid happens, and people seem to like them. So I'm gonna keep doing those a lot, I hope.
All right, cool. Are you an Apple fan, Joey? What sort of computer?
I'm an iPhone. Well, I'm a PC guy, but as far as my phone, I have an iPhone 6S Plus.
Okay.
I've had every, except for the 5C, I've had every iPhone. Actually, except for the regular 6 and the 5C, I've had every iPhone.
Okay.
In fact, I was annoyed when the 5C came out, because I had everything up to that point, and then they came out with that. And I was like, damn, now I can't say that I've had every iPhone. I wasn't going to buy one just for 10 minutes to say I owned one. So, but yeah, so now I'm on a 6S Plus. I'm one of the super nerds that has to have, the new phone every year it comes out, and I have to be at the Apple store waiting at 6 a.m. for the store to open so I can get it on that day.
Yep. Yep. Cool. I love Apple. What's your view on the Apple Watch? What do you think of the Apple Watch?
I don't know. I've played with it. I just got a fake one in the mail a few days ago that I ordered from China.
Okay.
it was $10, which is about $400 less than the actual Apple Watch. So and then I got it and I found out it doesn't even work with my iPhone. It's only Android. So I can't even, other than like setting it up to tell the time, I can't really do anything cool with it. So But as far as the actual Apple Watch, I think it's a cool little device. I like, I really like the, I don't know what the Apple atmosphere, like the, you know, like I like that everything is integrated.
Yeah.
So if I do something, I mean, even with my iPad, I do something on my phone and then I come home and it's on my iPad.
Yep.
So, you know, I can just continue where I left off, especially, you know, if I'm writing something on Word or whatever, Notepad or the Microsoft Word or a Microsoft Office apps, whatever I'm doing, you know, it's seemingly integrated, so, or seamlessly, I should say. So I like that fact that the whole ecosystem is kind of intertwined. I just, for me personally, I don't really have a need for the watch. It's more of like a toy to me right now. And it's expensive enough where I can justify not buying it.
Mm.
When I first saw it, I thought it was really cool. And unlike every iPhone, I actually waited for the watch to come out before I went to the store and played with it. And I don't know, it's not for me. I just don't see a need for it. It's more of something that, not that I want one, but it's more of something I would want as opposed to something I would actually need.
Yeah, right. Yeah, true. What about the Apple TV 4? Have you got one of them?
No, not yet. I'm planning on either buying that or the new Roku 4.
Okay.
My girlfriend and I are moving in to an apartment, or actually moving into her house. She has a two-family house. So we're moving into her house, and it's a three-bedroom, and one of them is going to be an office. So once I get that set up, I'm either going to get an Apple TV or Roku 4 or both. So I'll get, you know, one of them in our office, one in the living room. I wasn't really interested in the Apple TV until they supported the native Plex app. But the one thing that's kind of a downer for me is that it doesn't support 4K.
Yeah, so, true.
Mm. And I just got a 4K TV about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah, so that's kind of, you know, I'm a little bit iffy because of that. I may wait until the next generation, which I'm assuming will be 4K because, I mean, you almost, it's you know, 4K TV and monitor prices are dropping so rapidly nowadays that you almost have to come out with something 4K soon because of, you know, how low the prices are going, that the content will be there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Jacob, any questions for Joey?
Well, I have one.
Go ahead.
It's wrestling involved.
That's okay. What's up?
Hey, what was your finisher called when you were doing wrestling?
I did the, do you remember the Big Boss Man from WWF?
Yes.
Yep. I did his move, the Boss Man side slam.
Ah.
I was a big, big Boss Man fan. I don't know anybody else that was, but I always thought he was awesome.
Hey, I watched it when Steve Blackman was around.
I remember him. He only lives a couple hours from me, actually. He lives up in Pennsylvania. It's not that far.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen some crazy wrestlers myself. Like Al Snow. Walks around with this mannequin head.
Yep, I know him. I don't know him personally, but I know I've been on shows with him before.
Whew. And his intro is a little bit crazy as well.
Yeah, he's kind of a nutty guy. I mean, in a good way. I don't want that to come off wrong. In a good way.
Hmm. Yeah, also, about before he passed away, Eddie Guerrero. Have you seen much of him?
Yeah, he was. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He was awesome.
Yeah, like when he did his stunts, his stealing stunts and stuff like that.
Lie, cheat, steal.
Oh, yeah. But Chavo keeps, he doesn't wrestle anymore, but he still keeps up with it, though.
Yeah. He's a good dude, too. I actually met Chavo a couple times. I never got to meet Eddie, but I met Chavo a couple times. He's a really good guy.
Yeah, and one of the wrestlers is fixing to quit the WWE very soon.
Wade Barrett.
You got it.
Man, that's what I hear. I guess that's what I heard. I guess we'll find out soon if he actually goes or if they let him go. I don't know. We'll see.
He's quitting because he's not gonna let he's going to let his contracts lapse. He's going to be out in June.
That's what I heard.
Anything you would have to say, Brad?
No, I got nothing much to say. Tell us about the podcast you do, Joey. The three how many podcasts are you? Three, or how many do you do?
I do two. So the one of them described a little while ago is my own, and then I do one on Tuesday nights called Grumpy Cast, which is just basically it's me and two other guys that just complain about our week. It sounds annoying and boring, but we actually get a pretty good amount of listeners, and we get people that participate and send us in their emails and their voicemails or whatever. And it's kind of, you know, we try to make it funny, and it works. And it's they've been around for a while. I just joined the show, I think, in November or December. But they've been around for a long time before me. So I'm still kind of new to that show, but we have a good time.
Nice one.
All right, we have a good time talking about bad times, I guess.
I got one. Cool. Any relations to the cat?
Anyone? No.
Hey, he's grumpy all the time.
He is indeed. Let's go to Daryl. Any questions for Joey? Daryl?
That podcast sounds a little bit like John C. Dvorak used to have one called Cranky Geek.
Grumpy Geeks.
Cranky Geeks, and he used to sort of, because you know what sort of a character
I remember that. I forgot all about Cranky Geeks.
Yeah, no, I think it got, I don't know what happened to it, I think he was doing it for someone else, and they decided not to run it anymore. But yeah, John C. Dvorak was sort of the master or two of being grumpy and contrarian and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, so it looks like you're doing a similar one to that, but not so much just on tech, but on anything.
Yeah, yeah, and life, basically. I forgot all about Cranky Geeks. That was a funny show.
It was, yeah. Now he's over with Adam Curry doing that, what do they call it? The No Agenda. And
does he still do Leo's show?
He and Leo had a big bust up at one stage, and they had a bit of a Twitter flame war, and it's like, and so I haven't seen him on. I think they might have sort of patch things up, but I haven't seen him on. Yeah, you know, he sort of hasn't been on much in recent times. But yeah, there's some reason the two of them had a bit of a flame war, and it got onto Twitter and
oh, wow. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, and because I mean John C. Dvorak is always like that contrarian, always sort of taking the opposite tack at times, and you know, and I think sometimes Leo would be trying to steer the story one way, and John C. Dvorak might be talking about it the other way. Yeah, so and I don't think he was politically correct at times, but I used to enjoy him. I enjoy listening to him. You know, you never know what you're going to get, that's good. So with wrestling, what got you into actually becoming a wrestler rather than just like the rest of us watching it?
That's really it. I watched it a lot with my older brother at the time. Used to watch a lot of it, and then he's probably about 15 years older than me, something like that. So he controlled the TV a lot, so if I wanted to watch TV, I had to watch whatever my brother wanted to watch. My brother wanted to watch wrestling, so I had to watch wrestling a lot. So I kind of just got into it just from watching it with him, and eventually I just saw it enough and I thought like, well, this would be, you know, I'd really like to do this. This would be cool. I saw a guy when I was 9 years old, I saw somebody hit a guy with a chair over the head, and I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to do that to people when I grow up.
So you mean some people want
to... Yeah, it's kind of weird that a nine-year-old kid wants to do that to people.
Yes, I mean, like some people want to be doctors and nurses. You wanted to hit someone over the head with a chair. You'd be a psychologist's windfall.
My God. Before I reached 10 years old, I'd be in the doctor's office.
Yeah, you'd be getting treated for some sort of, psychopathic tendencies or something.
Yeah, they'd send me to anger management.
So you didn't sort of, you're a big guy, you didn't sort of get into the American football or anything, because usually they like, you know, they dish out a fair bit of punishment in that as well.
Yeah, I didn't. But when I was in high school, I hung out with a lot of the football players, and the assistant coach did try to get me to come out and play football a couple times. And I was never a football guy, American football. I never cared about it. I don't, my father's a fan, my brother's a big fan, but I never really cared about it.
Oh, you should have come to Australia and played rugby. You would have fitted in well there with hitting people with chairs.
I've never played rugby, but I've seen it. Those guys are tough. Those are some tough dudes.
Yes, particularly the Kiwis when the New Zealanders in rugby union. Some of those big, yeah, there's some big boys out there.
Yeah. They're from what some of what I've seen. Those guys are scary. I mean, you know, my stuff, the wrestling that I did is a lot of, it hurts like hell. I broke my neck and I screwed up my spine, but it's a lot of choreography, you know, and a lot of setup stuff. And those rugby guys are the complete opposite of that.
Yeah, that's right. There's nothing much too staged in a rugby game. But it's interesting when you said about injuries, because, I mean, a lot of people would watch WWE or some of that, and yes, they know that there's choreographed moves, but they'd be really unaware that there actually are real injuries. It's not like staged injuries.
Right. Well, yeah, there's a little bit of both, but I mean, you can tell when you can tell when a guy is actually hurt or when it's just part of the show, so to speak.
Yeah, it's an interesting. It's almost like an acting art form in a way. I used to watch it on TV.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Definitely a performance theater or performance art is a way I've heard it described, and I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I must say I enjoyed it. It was one of my guilty pleasures.
I got a good one.
What's up?
Mankind just threw himself on my screen. What was some of the weirdest weapons that you've got your hands on? Have you got to the one that when he was in a Hell in a Cell match, a barbed wire on a stick of wood?
I've never used barbed wire, but I've hit someone with a toy truck before. That was when I wrestled. I used to wrestle in Canada. I hit someone with a toy truck. I've been hit with a box of tissues. I don't know if that was supposed to hurt, but it didn't. What else? A broom. I've been hit with a broom. I've been hit with a lot of wacky stuff that you wouldn't think to use as a weapon, but I have been. The toy truck was probably the weirdest one.
Yeah. Mick Foley also during that match landing on the floor. I think it was Undertaker threw all over the floor. Tacks.
Yeah.
Ah.
I always wanted to do thumbtacks when I wrestled, but I never did. I don't know why I wanted to, but I just figured I wanted to do it at least once just to say I did it, but I never got the chance.
I know what you mean. How about them Dudleys?
That would hurt with the thumbtacks.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what made me want to... Well, I guess the same thing that made me want to hit a guy with a chair when I was 9 years old. But I always thought if I could do thumbtacks just once, it would just be cool. Like, it would just be something to try. I mean, it would be cool to be something I tried and just to say I did it. But I never got that chance, unfortunately.
It's a pity I can't sort of cue up Clockwork Orange music, because I think this is a podcast that's developing into a little bit of, was it, ultra-violence.
So, Joey, where can they get hold of you if they have any more questions for you, mate?
Follow me on Twitter, at Joey Image, and there and I guess Facebook and YouTube are my big three, social media, facebook.com/realjoeyimage. And youtube.com/JoeyImage.
Okay.
I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube the most out of it. I mean, I'm on Instagram too, but I don't use that all that often. Just Instagram.com/JoeyImage. But really, like Twitter and YouTube are my two top.
All right. Good stuff, mate. Jake, yeah, where can they get hold of you, mate, if they even want to ask you any more questions, mate?
JazzBot3206691Z.
And you can get me on Twitter at Brad Oz and at Tech Webcast. Jacob, any more questions before we go? In free time, I finish the podcast, you always say, I had a question.
Well,
this
I have...
This is your chance. Go ahead, man.
Well, this is the last one.
Yes.
Which wrestling movies have you seen?
Oh, God, all of them. You mean like documentaries or like actual movies? Like No Holds Barred, I used to love, but I mean, not now I know that it's garbage, but I loved it when I was a kid.
Like Hulk Hogan when he was playing in Suburban Commando.
That was a terrific movie. Undertaker was great in that movie.
Mm. He also did a TV show called Hogan Knows Best as well. You remember that show?
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, it was.
That was awful. I remember he did Thunder in Paradise too. That was also terrible.
Yeah.
Hogan Knows Best was just so weird. And like, I didn't, like, they were like America's favorite dysfunctional, well, at least in this country, they were America's favorite dysfunctional family next to like Ozzy Osbourne and his, you know, his family.
Mm. Yep, definitely.
I remember in the movie, I think Undertaker's voice was swallowed up something like this.
Yep.
They didn't use
very high pitch like that.
You should watch the movie, Brad. You'd probably have a few hoots off of that one.
What movie called?
Suburban Commando.
Okay, I'll check it out on iTunes.
You're not missing anything if you don't see it.
Okay, I won't. I'll watch it. Anything else, Jake, before we go, man? Because I need to go to Daryl real quick and mention a couple other things.
Go ahead.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Daryl, 10 Channel 10 is going
HD. Yeah, so, and apparently they're swapping. So one is going back to standard definition and 10 is going to HD. So,
yes.
It's a pity they're not actually using it to run some different programming. But, yeah, it looks like the final end to the dream of one being a sports channel. When initially 10 rolled out one, it was going to be a sports channel. And unfortunately, when 10 got into some financial issues and Rupert Murdoch's son ended up being chair and CEO, he made it down market just to save money and sort of got rid of a lot of the sporting content, which meant one was just sitting there as a HD channel with a few movies and a few series. So I guess they're going to make their prime channel 10 the HD one, and one will just be one, I guess.
Yeah.
Be one.
I don't really watch channel one anyway that much anymore. Do you watch it much, Daryl?
No. I watched it a bit when they did have some sporting content, and I was really excited thinking that maybe 10 could, you know, be the free-to-air version of Foxtel as far as sports goes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as I say, I know the cost of getting the rights to sports is expensive, but unfortunately, you know, 10's management and particularly Murdoch's got involved. And, of course, Murdoch's own, for those people that don't know, the Murdoch's also own Foxtel. So there was rumours that there was a bit of, well, we don't want one to be a really good sports channel because that will be in competition with our pay TV arm. So I think that was part of the reason why it suddenly disappeared. But, yeah, it was a pity. But, no, I don't watch. Occasionally I might watch a movie on. They might have put a movie on and I'll watch it. But, no, I tend to steer clear.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I think it's on Sunday night, they're launching the new Channel 7, Channel 2, 7 Flicks.
Seven Flicks, and then I think Nine's got a lifestyle channel coming up too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Nine Life or something. And they're gonna.
I think it's already on there.
I haven't got it. Is it already on there? Oh, anyway, if it's there or it's coming, but yeah, and they're gonna stack.
May have to rescan your TV.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, they're going to have to. They're going to do their. They're doing all their lifestyle shows and whacking them on one channel, you know, rather than I think spreading them all over there. Their channels, I think, if you want lifestyle programs like house renovations and all that sort of stuff, I think that'll be where you're going.
I'm pretty sure Nine Life is already on there because I have it on my Foxtel and it picks it up.
Okay, yeah, it was still like it was still like last I looked on my television, it was still saying coming soon.
Yeah, I think if you go and retune your TV today and
yeah, it might have come on now, but yeah, being in the bush, you know, we're a bit slow. We're a bit slow to get things, you know. They've got to get the wagon trains out here. So
that's it, mate. You're going to Melbourne on Monday. Enjoy Melbourne, Gareth.
Yeah, I'll probably won't get much chance to enjoy much of it. I'll be bloody in the eye and ear hospital getting my eye prodded and poked and punched and, all that sort of stuff for 3 or 4 hours. So
you have to go. Do you have to leave Melbourne straight away after you?
I'll see. It depends how long I'm there and whether, because the bus leaves at 6. To come back to where I am, so if it's going to be later, I might end up staying in Melbourne. You know, I might take the punt and stay down. It just depends how long they're going to torture me in the sort of medical version of WWE. You know, so
Yeah, true.
Are they going to be hitting your eye with a table?
No, no, not quite. Not quite. They're going to be poking and prodding it and scanning it and you name it. And so, yes, it'll be 3 or 4 hours of excitement.
Will they take the eye out and then put it back in? Or?
No, no, not quite. Everything else bar, I think. But no, they won't take the eye out. My grandfather had a glass eye, so he used to take his eye out and wash it and put it back in. Not that I remember that. I was too young, but yeah. So,
all right. And do you want to mention the Spotify giveaway too, Dave?
Yeah, you've got actually three yep. Spotify codes for premium, 3 months premium access to Spotify. So that's good. And all you need to do is jump over to iTunes and make a comment in iTunes. If you haven't already subscribed to Tech Webcast, do so. And just comment. And on the 12th of March, so that's not next Saturday, but the following Saturday, you will be picking three lucky winners.
Indeed. And make sure you hit the 5 stars too. And then
yeah, well, that's right. Hit plenty of stars, hit plenty of yep. Comment and say nice things,
yep.
Grease our palms with silver. It's nice comments and you never know, you might be the winner of a Spotify premium 3 months free
that's
usage.
It. And thank you to Spotify for sending me them codes.
Yeah, great.
Appreciate that. What else? Next week I won't be here. Daryl, you'll be on the pod. You'll be here.
Yeah, Jacob and I will be holding the fort next week. So it'll be.
Not sure who else is going to be here, but Daryl, Steve might be here. But
full of laughs and we'll do some news stories.
Just
don't
do what you did last time, Jacob, with the video going for 2 hours, mate.
No. I'm recording the audio and it's not going for 2 hours.
We're going to keep it from that, Brad.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'll keep it under 3 hours. Don't you worry.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll trust you. So next week I'm here next week. So Daryl, where can they get you on Twitter, mate?
You can get me at Learnscape on Twitter. My website's darylhunt.net. I need to do some work on that. And Google Plus, it's just Daryl Hunt.
Okay. And Joey Image, thank you for being on, mate. Appreciate your time.
Oh, thanks, man. This was awesome.
Do you want to give a shout out to David before you go, real quick? Because
Franco?
Yeah, I've been watching his videos off and on YouTube, and they're really good.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I have fun every time I hang out with him. I went down to his house and did his Google Hangout in October.
Okay.
And we had a real good time. He's a good dude.
Yeah. No, he does a good job. His content's great. His videos are great. And, people need to check it out and watch him. And he's been doing it for a long time, hasn't he? For a while now?
Yeah. Actually, believe it or not, I've been on YouTube longer than he has.
Oh, okay.
I just haven't done as much. Okay. I didn't really do much on my YouTube channel until the last year or so. Yeah. But he's been on since, I think, 2005, something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, because they're good, great content, great vlogs and the videos he does and stuff. And that's enough. So, check it out and what's the URL? youtube.com/DavidDeFranco, is that right?
I know his website's daviddefranco.com, so everything's on there.
That's it, yep, cool. All right, thanks, mate. I just want to give him a quick plug before I go because I think he did a plug for me a while back, so I just want to return the favor. And that's about it. Thanks, Joey, for being on, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys. This has been fun.
Been fun, yep. And come back on any time. Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Jacob.
Welcome. Great show.
Great show. And Jacob, you lost the game.
Dang.
Who says that anymore? No one.
No one does.
It's old, isn't it? It's old.
Yeah, we should make a new one.
Like Jacob lost the game?
No. Wipe the whole thing and make a whole new joke.
Like what?
We'll come up one without after the podcast.
Okay. All right. Thanks, mate.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, tech, tech. Tech Webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, tech, tech. Tech Webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer!